What is up, everybody? This is Jalen Short, aka Head Honcho, and we are back with another episode of the Head Honcho Sports Podcast, guys. We're back, man. It's been a long, long time since I've interacted with you guys, all my fans. I appreciate you guys for listening, all the listeners out there. It's been a while. You know, Denver Nuggets won the NBA championship. You know, you have NFL season starting, college football, you know, getting back in action. You have a lot of teams that are, you know, trying to basically make an impact, you know, and set the standard. Colorado Buffaloes are none. They're at the top spot up there. Deion Sanders has, you know, galvanized that group and just changed the entire culture of that program. And, you know, Alabama, you talk about Bama, you know, we don't know what Bama can do. They lost to Texas week one. You know, we don't know where Bama's going, you know, from here. But NFL, you know, we have a lot of action to talk about. Unfortunately, Aaron Rodgers tore his Achilles last night against the Buffalo Bills, Monday Night Football. You know, we have a lot of things to cover in this episode. And lastly, I'm going to talk about my Bears, man. You know, it was very embarrassing going against Green Bay week one, 38-20 loss. But we're going to get to all that, guys. You know, I'm just happy to be back, happy to be talking to you guys again. It's been a minute, so let's get right into it, man. We're going to start with Aaron Rodgers and his Achilles injury. You know, I know a lot of people have been talking about that. Came out earlier that he actually, you know, it was a complete tear of his Achilles. And, you know, you saw it last night with replays. Everyone saw it. You know, it wasn't an easy thing to watch. Even though I'm a Chicago Bears fan, I don't like to see injuries at all. You know, Aaron Rodgers played for the Green Bay Packers his entire career. I don't like to see injuries. I'm not rooting for against anyone. I'm not rooting for anyone to get hurt. I definitely don't like to see that, you know, regardless if I never liked this guy. You know, I've always liked the best competitor. He's one of the, if not the most talented quarterback we've ever seen. But I just don't like to see that, man. And overall, it's going to be tough to come back from this injury. It definitely is. I don't know if he's going to be turning 40. I don't know if he has the mental capacity. I don't know if he has the... We all know Aaron Rodgers is competitive. We all know that. But I don't know if he has the actual want, the actual drive to want to come back. Rehab is completely different from, you know, trying to get ready for a season. Rehab is trying to get ready for a season, trying to get in shape, trying to get your body back in gear. It's completely different from rehab. When you're rehabbing an injury, those days, man, it's tough. It's tough. It's very, very tough to actually get over that hump, the mental hump, you know, with trainers, with physical therapy. It's very, very painful. And being almost 40 years old, 39, 40 years old, I don't know if Aaron Rodgers can, you know, get over that mental hump. You know, obviously, if he comes back from this injury, you know, Aaron Rodgers, he's one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. He's going to be a great quarterback, coming off of this injury. Because it's just, you know, his IQ of the game of football is off the charts. So he's going to be, you know, where he needs to be. But I just don't know. I don't think he's going to go out like that. That's number one. I don't think he's going to go out like that just because of he only played 4 snaps in this game against the Bills yesterday on Monday Night Football. Only 4 snaps, man. So I don't think that he will go out like that just because of he's a competitor. You know, and I've watched a lot of this guy, you know, him being in the Chicago Bears division the last decade plus. So I've watched a lot of this guy. I know that he's a very, very tough guy. I know that, you know, you saw the frustration when he got sacked last night on the play that he ruptured his Achilles. You saw it. You know, he immediately threw the ball. He's like, man, you know, he knew it was something. And, you know, you just hate to see that from that guy, you know, from anyone, but especially Aaron Rodgers. Because that building was electric last night. MetLife Stadium was, I mean, I haven't seen MetLife Stadium like that throughout my entire lifetime. I haven't. They've had a lot of quarterbacks. They've had a lot of decent seasons with decent teams. You know, the Rex Ryan era going back-to-back AFC Championship games. They've had success, but I've never seen that building like I saw MetLife Stadium last night. It was 9/11, so that brought a little extra, you know, an extra, something extra in that stadium. And I know that Jets fans are devastated. They're devastated right now. But I want to talk about the outlook of this season now. Zach Wilson. We all know Zach Wilson struggles. We all know that he's inconsistent. We all know that he's not the best of quarterbacks. He's not in the upper echelon, obviously. So where do the Jets go from here? I believe that you have to reach out to different veteran quarterbacks. The Super Bowl aspirations, it's done. You know, they're not going to the Super Bowl, obviously. They have a playoff caliber defense, I believe. Their defense is tremendous. You know, 4 takeaways last night on the account of Josh Allen. We're going to get to that in a minute because he did not play well at all last night. 4 takeaways last night, 3 of them, you know, by Whitehead. Reaching out to veteran quarterbacks, you might have to, because I don't have faith in Zach Wilson. I really don't. I don't think that, you know, obviously the Jets are not going to say that they don't believe in Zach Wilson, but looking at last season, it's hard to say that they have faith in this guy. It really is. And I don't think that they want to move forward with him, but you might have to, just because of the fact that you don't know who you're going to get. You know, you can get Matt Ryan out of the booth at CBS. You can get guys like Carson Wentz, Cam Newton. I mean, who are you going to get? You know, you want Tom Brady to come out of retirement? I know Shannon Sharpe said that, you know, this morning. But do you say, hey, we have this money for you, Tom. May come out of retirement and come play for us for a year, you know, and try to get a Super Bowl? I don't know. But, you know, it's, can they make the playoffs? They might be able to. Being led by this defense, because offense is going to kind of be dragging along, because like I said, you know, you don't know what Zach Wilson can do. You don't know what he's capable of. He's not a consistent quarterback, but I do think that they can make the playoffs. It's going to be tough in that division, man. That division is, you know, I think the Miami Dolphins are going to win that division now because of, you know, Aaron Rodgers going down. I did have the Jets winning that division and Miami being close second, but now I think Miami is definitely going to win that division. You know, so I don't know who they bring in to replace Aaron Rodgers. I don't know what the Jets can do about that. But Breece Hall looked great last night. Offensive line, it was a little shaky. Defensively, like I said, they were amazing. You know, obviously Sauce Gardner was over there. You know, Tony Adams. I mean, they have guys, man. They have dudes. Quinnen Williams on the D-line. They have guys. So definitely believe that the Jets can make the playoffs, even though Aaron Rodgers is out. But I don't know. It's just so unfortunate for them, man. You know, it's so unfortunate. But moving on to the Buffalo Bills, you know, it's, you know, once Buffalo kind of like gets over that, I don't know, like they just don't play like they wanted enough for me, you know. Excuse me, guys. They don't play like they wanted enough for me. You know, Josh Allen definitely made a lot of mistakes last night. Didn't really play that well. Stephon Diggs, he didn't have an impact on this game, you know, whatsoever. You know, I don't know if it was Sauce Gardner. I don't know what happened. But the Buffalo Bills, they have a lot to clean up. Being so close to going to the Super Bowl the last, you know, 3-4 years, you know, you kind of expect more. I Josh Allen was second best quarterback in the league, in my opinion, behind obviously Patrick Mahomes. And last night, he just kind of making, you know, just stupid errors, man. I mean, just throwing the ball in double coverage. You know, he doesn't value the football enough for me. And guys like that, you know, I don't want to say inconsistent, because he plays very, very well, you know, throughout the season, but when you see plays like that, you're just like, man, like a quarterback like you should be making those plays. Point blank period. You should not be making those plays at all. So Buffalo, the defense, you know, Buffalo's defense, Matt Milano, used to have Matt Milano. You got rid of Tremaine Edmonds. You know, he signed with the Chicago Bears. You still have dudes on that defense, but you know, it's going to come down to you know who you're going to run into. You're going to run into Cincinnati. You're going to run into Kansas City. It's either one of those two, or Miami, you know, this season. You're going to run into either of those three teams. So you have to be able to score enough points to beat Miami, You have to be able to stop Patrick Mahomes or contain him, or you have to be able to kind of throw Joe Burrow off and put a lot of pressure on him because their offensive line, that Cincinnati Bengals offensive line, is lackluster. You know, it's so bad. So I just, talking about the Buffalo Bills, I've had them win the Super Bowl for the last two seasons and they came up short. So this season, I'm kind of optimistic. I don't know if they're going to get there. I don't know if they're going to get back to the AFC Championship game or get to even, I don't know if they get past the division round, depending on who they go against. So Buffalo, they have a lot to clean up. You know, they just, their first game, you know, I should have made a disclaimer before, you know, I started at the beginning of the show. It was the first game. You know, we're not going to overreact. We're not going to say, hey, this guy needs, you know, it's the first game. But as NFL players, you're expected to be sharp. You're expected to know what you're doing. You're expected to not make those mental errors like Josh Allen made. But nonetheless, the Buffalo Bills are going to be a good team regardless. But Miami, they won in a shootout against the Los Angeles Chargers, 38-34. Tua Tagovailoa, I believe he had like 200-something yards in the first half, passing yards in the first half. It's crazy what they do in Miami. You know, with Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Raheem Mostert, you know, they have guys that can make plays, explosive plays at that. They have weapons around Tua now. Hopefully he stays healthy. If he stays healthy, Vic Fangio and that defense, man, if they stay healthy, Miami could make a Super Bowl run. They can, you have to score points, and that's the only way to beat Miami. You have to score 30-plus to beat Miami. It's simple as that. They're too explosive. They're too fast. And, you know, they're just too sharp on offense. They're entirely too sharp on offense. And honestly, Kansas City is the only team that's built to beat the Miami Dolphins. Kansas City can put up points in a hurry. In a hurry. So I just believe that Miami is going to, first of all, they're going to win the division. They're going to be atop of the division. And, you know, with Tua playing well in that first game, it just gave us a little glimpse of what this team is capable of. And, you know, as far as coaching, Mike McDaniel, I mean, he's such a smart guy, man. He's savvy. He has a little swag to him. You know, he knows what he's doing in Miami. He knows how to coach football. He knows how to run that offense. And they're following his lead. Simple as that. So, you know, Miami definitely won that division for me. But moving on to the NFC East, man. Dallas Cowboys, Philadelphia Eagles, you know, New York Giants, Washington Commanders. I want to talk about Dallas and I want to talk about San Francisco. I want to bring up a conversation about the best defenses in the NFL right now. Dallas shut out New York, the New York Giants, 40-0. It was just a horrible night for the New York Giants, man. It was terrible. It was rough start to finish. The weather was kind of bad. You know, it was not a pretty scene in New York. So you can say that played a part in it, but Dallas Cowboys defense, they looked fast, they looked physical, they looked ready to go. But it all comes down to what they can do playoff time. Simple as that. And Dak Prescott is the man to look at. Micah Parsons, he's great. Mozzie Smith, guy from Michigan, they drafted. He played well first game. Last year, their weaknesses were you could just go opposite of Trayvon Diggs and you could just run the ball on Dallas. You can't run the ball on Dallas anymore. Mozzie Smith being that big of a guy and that athletic, they have guys in the middle that can, you know, stuff gaps and stop the run. Micah Parsons can get after the quarterback. Trayvon Diggs, and now they have Stephon Gilmore. They're nice. They are nice. And, you know, moving forward, I just think it comes down to Dak Prescott. Simple as that. And he's been inconsistent. He hasn't been a top whatever quarterback that you guys consider him. I don't believe that he can get this team over the hump. I just don't believe it. Jerry Jones is going to have to make something happen after the season. If Dak doesn't get it done this season, so Jerry Jones is going to make something happen. I honestly do believe that because I just think that he's getting tired of waiting. He's getting tired of hoping. And this defense, they can carry, but they can't carry that much. Offense has to put up points. Special teams scored a touchdown in that New York Giants game against Dallas, and their defense did. And the rest was obviously the offense. But What are you going to do against the good teams? Against the great defenses? Dak Prescott. Are you going to fold? Are you going to, you know, not play up to par like you did in San Francisco? Because their defense is great. And San Francisco beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 30-7. The defense is tremendous. Fred Warner, best middle linebacker in the league. You have guys on that defense, man. That defense is tremendous. And the offense of Brock Purdy, I would honestly, I'm taking Brock Purdy over Dak Prescott. I'll say it. I'm taking Brock Purdy over Dak Prescott any day of the week. I just don't trust Dak come playoff time. I honestly don't. Brock Purdy, second year guy. He has weapons around him, obviously. That's a big, big disclaimer. And that's why he had success last season, because you don't have film on a guy, stuff like that. He's a rookie. But with having George Kittle, Debo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, Christian McCaffrey, and that decent offensive line, Trent Williams, you know, protecting you. I mean, of course you're going to have success. You know what I mean? So, you know, this San Francisco team, Kyle Shanahan, I mean, man, he has that offense playing great football. And you know, Brandon Ayuk, he's obviously wide receiver two there. And, you know, Debo Samuel coming into camp in shape this season, you know, him and Kyle Shanahan had a heart-to-heart talk. They talked about his weight. They talked about him being in shape. And Debo came into camp significantly slimmer, and that's why he's a captain this season. He came in ready to go, ready to work, lost you know, a decent amount of weight, and he came in ready to work. And I think that just speaks volumes to what this offense can do, because Debo Samuel is just, he's interchangeable. You can run jet sweeps. You can run the ball with him. You can throw the ball to him, you know, 50 yards and stuff like that. So this, and you know, being this defense, man, this defense is just, Steve Wilkes, man, has this team playing so great. They have this team playing great football. And Nick Bosa, obviously, Defensive Player of the Year, Dre Greenlaw, you know, Javon Hargrave coming from Philly. It's, man, this D is great. And once we see come playoff time, like, we're Dallas, they're gonna see for San Francisco. If you're Dallas, you have to go through Philly. You have to go through San Francisco. You have to go through either of those two teams to get to the Super Bowl. So they better come prepared. They better be ready. Dak Prescott better rise to the occasion. And speaking of the Eagles, they won 20-25 against the New England Patriots. And watching that game, the Philadelphia Eagles defense, they're not as good as last season. They're not as good. They are not as good as last season. Obviously, you still have Darius Slay. You still have James Bradbury. You still have, you know, Jordan Davis. You still have guys like that, you know, who can make plays. Who can, you know, they drafted Jalen Carter. You have guys on this defense. Don't get me wrong. But when they played the New England Patriots, I mean, they got off to a great start, but the Patriots, Mac Jones looked like college Mac Jones. He was, I mean, man, he was tremendous. Just bringing up the stats really quick. It's, you know, Mac Jones kind of looked like, well, at first, I honestly think Mac Jones settled in a little bit because of, you know, who he was playing, obviously. But Jalen Hurts, 22 for 33, 170 yards, one touchdown. A.J. Brown, 7 receptions for 79 yards. Devontae Smith, 7 for 47. You know, it's, they definitely looked normal. Like, the Philadelphia Eagles didn't look like the dominant team that we saw last season. So, I don't know, man. That defense is, it, when you lose guys, when you lost Edwards, you know, a linebacker, you lost guys on that defense. You still have Brandon Graham, you still have Fletcher Cox and guys like that, but you lost significant pieces. You lost C.J. Gardner-Johnson. So moving forward for this Eagles team, I'm a little worried. They won't be as good as last season. I believe they're going to go maybe 12-5, you know, kind of that in that area, you know, 12-5, 13-4 maybe, or maybe 11-6. I mean, you know, so I do think that they're going to be more human this season. You know, I think they're going to get caught slipping one of these games by a team that's not as good. It was almost the New England Patriots, but it's coming. I'm telling you guys, it's coming. But let's move on to my Chicago Bears, man. I'm gonna try to be as non-biased as I can. I'm a Bears fan at heart. I'm just trying to find words right now, guys. You know, coming into the season, I'll start there. A lot of hope, a lot of expectations. Tremaine Edmonds. DJ traded for number one pick for DJ Moore. Those two are the big ones, right? Tremaine Edmonds, one of the best middle linebackers in this league. DJ Moore, one of the best wide receivers in this league. Still have Jalen Hurts. I mean, excuse me. You still have Justin Fields. Still have Khalil Herbert. You still have Chase Claypool, Darnell Mooney. You still have guys, all right? Coming into the season, offensive line, defensive line were the two key areas that we needed help in. Obviously, wide receiver room, we need help everywhere if we're being completely honest. But the two most important, O-line, D-line. Simple. And we signed players, Nate Davis, as a guard, you know, solid guy, you know, better than the average, you know, O-lineman. DeMarcus Walker from Tennessee, Andrew Billings, you know, Yannick Ngakoue, we signed him late. TJ Edwards, like I said, Tremaine Edmonds, Stav Jack Sanborn. I do think he's going to be one of the better linebackers in the coming seasons. Watch out for Jack Sanborn. Stav Kyler Gordon, Jaquan Brisker, Jalen Johnson, Eddie Jackson, you know, one of the leaders on the defense for a while now. Stav Cole Kmet, all these guys, right? Playing the Green Bay Packers. There has to be something in you that wants to go out and win. There has to be something in you that's fired up for this rivalry. This can be your first year with the Bears, DJ Moore, Tremaine Edmonds. This can be your first year with the Bears, all those guys I mentioned who's coming from different teams. There still has to be that grit that you want to have, that edge when you play the Packers. And it's week one. This is the first official game of the NFL season. It's week one. You want to come out firing. You want to come out aggressive. As far as play calling, Luke Getsy, you want to come out letting guys know that, hey, this team's different. We're not this 3-14 team last year. We're not that. We're different. We have a guy on the edge, number two out there. Now, you know, we still have number one, you know, taking snaps. You know, we have guys. Hey, so this team is different. You're supposed to have that thought, right? Alan Williams, getting a guy like Tremaine Edmonds and all, you should say, hey, this defense is different. We might not have the front line, but hey, we got one of the best middle linebackers in this game. Hey, we're different. All right. You know, we're not this 3-14 team. We're not a Super Bowl caliber team right now, but hey, we aren't terrible like last year. That thought coming into this game was supposed to be all they were thinking about, right? You would expect that. We simply just, it was embarrassing. That, honestly, was one of the worst losses I've seen by the Bears. I've been watching the Bears all my life. That was like, in terms of just demoralizing, everyone had hope. It was like, oh, this is the year. Aaron Rodgers is gone. We're going to beat the Packers. Jordan Love is, he's not going to do anything. It was honestly just like a gut-wrenching, just demoralizing feeling. Like, we really played like that? Luke Getsy calling those screens. Oh, he constantly called screens. Nothing downfield. I mean, come on, man. Come on. Come on, man. We have to do better. As a unit, we have to do better. Justin Fields said it's not going to define them. going to be better. He apologized to all the fans and stuff like that. Hey, that's cool. Fine and dandy. But come ready to play week two, Tampa Bay. You got to come ready to play. The Tampa Bay game should be a message, should be a statement. Say, hey, week one, that was week one. We got those guys out the way. We took an L. It was embarrassing. Cool. Let's move on to week two. Let's show everybody that we are a different team. This isn't the same team. That should be the message. And I just want to talk about one guy, Chase Claypool. I don't know what you did before that game. I don't know what you did this offseason. I don't know what transpired through the leading hours up to the game. I don't know. All I know is the effort that you displayed Sunday against the Green Bay Packers. Terrible. Simply put, terrible. You're an NFL player. You're an NFL guy. One of the top. I wouldn't say top. Let me not say that. You are one of the better wide receivers in this league. You're one of the bigger, more athletic wide receivers in this league. You shouldn't get blown up by a 6 foot, 190 pound guy playing cornerback. You're 6 foot four, 6 foot, you know, 200. Like, you can't, come on, man. Come on. That's effort right there. He just wanted it more than you. Simple as that. And the Bears, man, I don't know where we go from here. Like I said, that should be the message. I told you guys what the message should be. That was week one. Put it behind us. Let's go to week two. This is the NFL. Wins are hard to come by. And if you're just not the better team that day, hey, hats off to the other team. But Luke Getsy has to change something up, man. It has to be something different. It has to be. There's no way that only, I think I read something like only maybe 3 or 4 passes were beyond 10 yards. Were completed beyond 10 yards. It's something has to change. Roshan Johnson, shout out to you, bro. The effort that I saw from you, man, the effort that I saw from you, bro. Rookie from Texas. I believe he was kind of RB3 coming into the season. But at some point in the season, Roshan Johnson is going to be RB1. Mark my words. Effort, runs the ball hard, a bigger, kind of bigger physical back. Hey, that guy's, he's going to be nice in this league for sure. And I hope we hold on to him for long. But some point in the season, he's going to be running back one. You can count on it. Justin Fields didn't play well. You know, had that pick six. But it's not, I'm not going to blame Justin Fields. It was all on play calling. It was all on scheme. scheme. You know, it's something has to change. You know, that was just kind of just a gut-wrenching feeling after that game. I, like, my whole mood was just off. It was terrible. But moving forward, man, the Bears just need to just try to just give the fans hope. That's all you can hope for, really. Just play harder. Just more effort. Chase Claypool. That should be embarrassing to him if he watches that film. But, hey, it is what it is, man. I'm still going to be a Bears fan. Still going to ride with my Bears. But with that being said, guys, at the end of the show, I appreciate all my listeners, man. Appreciate you guys tuning in with me. We're back again. I'm going to have some special guests on. You know, I'm going to have, you know, I'm going to have football players on. I'm going to have basketball players on coming this season. And, you know, once we get footing, I'm going to start posting clips, man. I'm going to start posting everything, man. You know, we are trying to gain traction. We're trying to become one of the top podcasts out here. And, you know, I appreciate you guys, you know, coming along with me on this journey. But follow my Twitter pages at Head Honcho Sports. Follow my Instagram pages at Head Honcho Sports, guys. I appreciate you, man. This is Jalen Short, a.k.a. Head Honcho. And we are out. I'll see you guys in the next episode.